Hello.
Hey James, it's Keaton. How you doing today?
All right.
Good man, good. I'm just calling you back, just to refresh your memory. Forrest and I, we came out to the house a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember.
I got you. Yeah, I was just calling because I was wondering if you ever got the that thing fixed in the basement.
I have not. I actually just got out of the hospital. I had to have bypass surgery.
Yeah, last time I called you were just going
Yeah.
through all that, and I know it's been a crazy time, especially like right after the holidays and all that. So I know it's been pretty chaotic with you. I mean, were you still thinking about selling the property?
I'm not sure what we're doing right now.
I mean, I totally get that. Well, Forrest and I, we're still here, and we're still interested in either helping you sell it or buying it from you. It really just depends on how much you're trying to get for it and what your plan would be. Do you have any idea how much you're trying to get for it?
No.
Got you. All right. All right, man. It sounds like you're staying put. All right,
Hello.
James. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it sounds like you're staying there.
I'm not, like I said, I'm not sure what we are doing right now. Right now, it's trying to get healthy enough to get back to work.
I hear you, man. Would the sale of your property, with that having that extra money in your pocket, would that help you out?
Well, I wouldn't get any extra money in my pocket because I'm sure what I owe a lot right now.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, we spoke about that, how tight the numbers would be for you. I think you told us. I don't think. Do you know how much you owe on it right now?
It's like 285.
Okay, so you're looking to get over 285. How much would you need in your pocket for you to be comfortable?
I don't know.
I got you, man. Well, 285. I mean, are you doing okay with your mortgage payments?
Well, I was.
Oh,
Right now, I'm on a hardship right now on disability right now.
I hear you. What is that looking like?
Well, they haven't paid me anything yet, so right now I don't have to pay anything
Okay.
until I.
I got you. And I know it's off the top of your head, but do you know what your monthly mortgage payments are?
Like 1885.
I got you. I mean, I'd like to make a plan or do something to put you in a more comfortable situation. I mean, maybe I can get with my partner and talk about relieving you from this mortgage. That way it's one less expense. I know you're on disability right now. Did they give you money coming in for that?
They haven't yet. I don't know what they're gonna do yet, but I had
Okay.
to, I put the paperwork in while I was in the hospital and everything,
Okay, so
so I'm
you
just
don't even
waiting.
know. Yeah, you don't even know what that's gonna be looking like. I got you. All right, man. Well, let me talk to my partner. I mean, I know you reached out to us. You submitted a web form for a reason about trying to sell your property. And was that reason just because of the divorce and you were trying to get a new home, or what was the reason you reached out to us on our website?
Yeah, it was more so because of the divorce.
Okay, I got you. Well, I totally understand that it kind of took an unexpected turn. So I mean, we're in no rush. We're not going anywhere, and I mean, your house isn't either. So we can be in touch with you later if you're still planning on selling it. And I mean, I can follow up with you. When's a better time to reach out?
Probably a couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. If we were able to relieve you from the mortgage and, you know, us have the property in our name and you could still live there, would that be something you'd be interested in doing? That way, like, you could move out the house once you're up and able to.
Yeah, that's a possibility too.
Yeah, I would give you more information on it. I know you're not ready to make any decision right now, but I would explain the process to you a lot more in depth. I would just need a good day to kind of have that elevated conversation with you.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, James, I'll let you go, and I'd like to reach out to you sometime next week to figure out maybe a plan that we could do for you, because I know you're trying to get out that house, and you're also in a pretty tight circumstance right now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I know I'm sweat right now, but it hurts to talk right now.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go then, all right? I'm not trying to hurt you.
All right.
I appreciate you picking up, James. I'll reach out to you next week, all right?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too.